right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to CADcast episode number 417. I'm your host, GPD, here in New York, New York. And unlike always, we don't have Wombat, but we do have Shipwreck, as always. Hello, Shipwreck.
Hello. Where's Wombat at?
He's on vacation, I believe.
Okay.
I don't know that we can reveal his location because it might inundate the community.
Oh, right. He is on a body of water somewhere.
Right. Lake-related vacation. Sure. So
I hope he has fun.
Yes. Yes, of course. So it's just you and me today, Ship.
That's okay. We'll get a show done, I think.
Have you anything going on in the basement still? People always ask about the basement.
Oh, man. The basement. So the latest thing is, like, I've been getting out all my action figures and everything. I've, like, unwrapped toys that I've had in the boxes for, like, 20 years. So they're finally getting out on display and everything.
It's very serious. Things are getting serious.
Yeah, things are getting pretty intense in here. But last night, like, for the longest time, like, my projector, I have this BenQ HT1085ST projector is the name of it.
Great name.
It's home theater 1085 short throw is what it is. Because it's, like, the short throw projectors mean you don't have to have as much room to use them.
I got it.
I'm just explaining for the users.
It's not if you're, it doesn't depend on your height, personally.
No. But so, like, it's had this setting where I have to use the keystone function, which you're familiar with that, right?
No.
Okay. Well, keystoning, like, if you have it at an angle or projector, you want to use this keystone function to make it straight again.
Sure. Okay. So understood.
You've seen that setting on TVs, I'm sure.
Yeah, sure.
So I have it to where it's pretty much set up and it's good, but every time I turn it on, I have to go in and adjust that keystone setting.
It doesn't save the keystone setting?
It saves the setting, but it doesn't activate it.
So you, like, have to go and select it somehow.
Right. I have to go, like, I turn it on, and then I have to, like, hit this button on the remote that says keystone. And then basically I just have to, like change it, like, hit up to change it to what I don't want, and then hit back down, and then it goes back to what I want.
This sounds like it's designed by the same guy who decided to bury the game function on the Samsung TV,
mm-hmm.
bury it like four menus deep and like 15 button presses.
Right. So I'm like, I hadn't worried about it too much because I figured, oh, maybe I'm not, I just haven't hit save or something on this thing. But we were watching something down here last night and Mrs. Shipwreck was like, have you still not figured that out? Like, what's wrong with that? So when she gets upset about it is when I actually have to do something about it.
Right, right.
So I'm like, it's probably, like, I went through all the menus and I, like, saw, like, oh, I'm on firmware 1.03. Like, it's probably needs a firmware update or something.
Right.
So I go online and I'm looking at the forums and everything. And I'm like, oh, yeah, it says, like, I've seen some other people have this issue. And they say, like, a firmware update has fixed it. The catch is you have to send this back to BenQ, the manufacturer of this, to have them flash the firmware for you.
What?
Right.
There's no other way to get the firmware?
No.
Who designs it? I mean, that's ridiculous. And yeah. Why would they want you sending the equipment back to them?
Right. They have to pay for this because it's, like, covered under warranty. So they're going to overnight me a box. I'm going to stick it in the box, take it off my mount that I have it on the ceiling, stick it in a box, mail it to them. They're going to flash the firmware on it and then overnight it back to me.
How could you design a product this way? There's no way to make money on it. If anybody sends their shit back to them, overnighting it?
Mm-hmm.
So what, I mean, they're spending more than $50 just in the...
It's somewhere between 30 and 50 probably.
Yeah, just in the delivery.
Yeah.
And plus the labor to do it. I mean, it's just, how could they make money on the projector still after that? It's just crazy. Who is this Ben guy?
I don't... Right.
What is he up to?
What are you doing, Ben? Like, the weirdest thing is, like, why would you show me what firmware version I have? That way I know to go looking for different firmware. for this thing.
Right.
That well, it's 2015. Everything has firmware.
Yeah.
My alarm clock has firmware. But I can update that. Like, I can don't do know. That
How
just
did
fine.
That happen?
I don't know.
Is it that old? Maybe is this a really old projector?
No, no. It came out last. Right? It came out late last year or like came out in 2014. And I saw online some people had updated like previous models of these projectors on their own. But the way they were doing that, it was like somebody had hosted a file and you have to run like a USB cable from your computer to the projector and use this file that just somebody has uploaded to the internet.
Oh, somebody made a little package to that.
Right.
So you could update it.
Right.
Right.
But I'm not doing that.
No, that might work.
But
it might not.
It was no, for no, an older I mean
for the
version.
Overnight.
Right.
Yeah.
They can learn from this lesson, is what I'm saying.
Somebody should learn. Come on, Ben. Don't mess this up again.
It's got a USB jack on it. Like, just let me like download whatever firmware that you have on your website. You obviously have this firmware.
Right. It's crazy. I've never heard of something like that before. I've heard of I have my soundbar. I have to, in order to update the firmware, it's some ridiculous process. I think you have to play it off of a CD or something like an audio CD.
Right. Like it's like reading like the beeps and boops off a tape.
Yeah.
To get it to load.
I still don't have to mail it to them though.
It's pretty ridiculous that it's the modern age and I'm using this HD projector that. It's a great projector.
Right. You have no problem with it. You like it.
No problem with it other than it doesn't remember the settings.
Well, it sounds like they have good customer service. They're taking care of it.
They had great customer service. Yeah. So he knew exactly what the issue was because I'm sure he's dealt with this before.
Right. Right. All right. Well, how's the rest? Have you hooked up all the consoles?
No, not yet.
Which ones have you hooked
up? Working on it. I have the Xbox One, the Xbox 360, and the Atari 7800.
I knew you were an Atari fanboy.
Right.
Where's PlayStation? Atari came up first.
Right. The PlayStation 3 is hooked up. Okay. It's there.
Whew.
Yeah. I'm waiting for that Star Wars PS4, I think. Although that Walmart deal is pretty hard to pass up on the
PS4. What was that? I didn't see it.
It was, you could either get the Batman or the Last of Us bundle.
Mm-hmm.
Then you also got Madden 16.
Okay.
Then you got a choice of one of 10 games.
Wow.
Then you got 3 months of PlayStation Plus.
Mm-hmm.
For $3.99.
All right.
And the games you could choose from were not bad games either.
It sounds good.
Yeah. But it also doesn't have Darth Vader on it.
Right. Does that one have a terabyte in there or no?
That doesn't matter to me because I'm going to swap it out anyways.
With what?
Like probably a 2 terabyte drive at least.
Right.
Like it's beneficial to get the smaller size hard drive at this point because you're just going to, especially on the PS4, you're just going to replace it. Right.
Got it. What have I been up to? I started playing X-Wing Miniatures. Do you know what that is?
That is the board game miniatures with X-Wings.
No, I don't know what that. I don't know what miniatures
that's not
is.
It.
It's a space combat game that you play on a table with little miniature.
Right.
Figures.
That's what I said. Right.
I guess so. I guess it is. But there's no board though.
Right. Right. But it's. I mean, when I say board game, I mean you
table
play it on
game.
A table. A tabletop game. Yes.
Right. So
miniatures are like Warhammer and
okay. I didn't know what they were, but someone was posting.
Are these pre-painted?
Yes, they're pre-painted.
Okay,
I've already broken one already. Also,
that's what you do with these.
It's pretty fun, and I'm able to play with Ty. He's not able to beat me, but we're able to play and understand the rules and everything, which is pretty good. But the figures look great. The miniatures look great,
mm-hmm.
but they are so flimsy that I
well, they're brittle, right?
They're brittle. One of the little lasers of the X-Wing came off. I don't even know where it went. It's gone. It's just gone. it's basically like, it's like a fraction of a toothpick. That's how thin it is.
I think you're going to have to start getting into some pewter miniatures here to really
These are so expensive already. I can't imagine if they were made out of anything but the cheapest plastic, how much they would charge for them. Because the core set is like, well, I think I paid 20 for it, but you only get three ships in there.
Okay. They sell this at Target. I've seen this at Target. That's why.
Are they on discount ever?
They might have been at some point, but.
Because, I don't know.
You only get three ships in there?
You get three ships for your, it listed $30, but I think I paid 20. You get two TIE fighters and one X-Wing.
Well, that doesn't seem fair.
Well, it is. It is fair. The X-Wings are better than the TIE fighters. So. Okay. If you use Luke, it's good. I don't know. It's fun. I would recommend people, even if I've never played any game like this before, but you know, it's got dice, so I'm familiar with the Dungeons and Dragons, and I don't know. It's fun. It's a fun thing to do with your kid.
Are you getting into the Star Wars craze? Is that what's happening here?
No, I just was
getting back into it.
I mean, the fact of the matter is that Ty's summer camp ended weeks ago, and I got to do things with him every day. And it's pretty hot out sometimes, so we're not spending all day outside. And I don't want him looking at the iPad all day or playing video games all day. So this seemed like
that Minecraft. Oh my gosh!
Right, Minecraft.
I learned so much about Minecraft by hanging out with your kid for a week.
It's me too.
Herobrine. I know what that is now.
I mean, I'm right there with you. Right. And I'm like, Ty, I really don't care. But he doesn't stop talking. So then now I pretend that I care.
So how deep into X-Wing miniatures are you? Like how many ships do you have now?
I haven't bought anything else but the core set. But we did go to Barnes & Noble today to see if they had anything on sale. Because sometimes stuff goes on sale there. They clearance it out. But no, they didn't. And I stuck to my guns and I didn't buy anything. I bought Ty some books instead. But he was pretty upset that we didn't buy the Millennium Falcon.
You're gonna be into some different miniatures here coming up, right? You're getting Disney Infinity.
I guess so. I don't know. I was thinking about that and thinking about maybe just waiting to the end of the year.
There's no way that you're gonna be able to wait on that.
I can't. I'm gonna wait for the reviews at least, right? Oh no, because if I don't pre-order stuff.
Right. Ty wants that game.
So he wants a lot of things. It's my job to deny him of everything that he wants. I mean, this is so brutal. I'm basically asking for him to beg for figures anytime we go near a toy store. You know, it's made to be that type of addictive experience. So I don't know if I want to encourage that. But that being said, it's fun to buy that shit when it's on sale. So I don't know. I'll see. I'll wait for the reviews maybe.
I got a pretty sweet thing on sale at Marshall's. I got a Pac-Man ghost light that reacts to music.
I saw that. That does look cool.
I was a little scared at first because you think the quality on those is going to be pretty poor.
Yeah, it was only like $25, right?
Right, but it's $25 at Marshall's, which is, you're getting into pretty high dollar when you're spending $25 at Marshall's.
Okay.
So it's pretty great. It like has a switch on it that you can change the sensitivity on it so that you can get it calibrated for how loud your music is.
It works pretty perfectly.
Yeah, it works pretty perfectly. You can also there's like a mode on there where we can just cycle through colors if you want to, but you want to enable party mode.
Can you set it for, if you have four of them, can you make each one a different color?
Not permanently, you couldn't, but you could adjust the sensitivity on them so that they're not
insane
showing the same colors.
Got it.
At the same time.
So yeah. I couldn't recreate the ghosts, actually.
No, like, well, I guess every once in a while you could.
Well, no, that, but that's not what I want. That seems like an oversight. Who designed these things? BenQ? Come on. No, it sounds, I actually looked at Amazon and they have really good reviews. I was thinking about maybe getting those for decorating the new house.
I would recommend them. They feel pretty sturdy, like, and they're bright. So.
All right. And they're cheap. More importantly.
Yeah, they are cheap. And I kind of like that it still makes sense because it cycles through the colors that the ghosts are. And
oh, only the actual colors. I see.
Well, no. It does like variations of those.
I see. Okay.
But it does like 16 colors or something like that. But pretty dorky.
Right.
My wife was... she was there when I bought it. Like, she encouraged me to buy it. But she... we came home and she had just moved the Tetris light I have, which like it has the parts that you can like stack on,
right, each, I remember
on
that
top
one.
Of each other. She had just moved that off the bar in our basement. And she came downstairs and saw that the Pac-Man lamp was immediately where she had just moved the Tetris lamp from.
Where'd the Tetris lamp go?
The Tetris lamp is in the game room now.
I see. Well, I think I have to order some of those for my office.
I think it would... you're into the LEDs, so I think you would enjoy this.
Yeah, I noticed that they were LEDs, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I should probably order those. All right, let's do some show feedback from last week. We got BC Game Guide writing in and saying, this is one of my favorite podcasts. I love hearing you guys talk about the arcade games. Pac-Man 256 was immediately downloaded, and I'm enjoying it a lot. And then he goes on to say, the cough fart conversation had me laughing out loud in the car. I can only imagine you had me at TJ Maxx. Yeah, that would have been great. That that would have just made it epic, but... Unfortunately, as far as we know, he did not shit his pants, Wombat. But
I think he would have come clean on it if he did.
He wouldn't have been able. I mean, look, there's no way you can fake that, right? If you shit your pants and you're about to go to a like a meetup with people and you're going to be in close proximity for approximately 3 to 4 hours, I think you got to tell the truth, right? You have to come. You have to be like, look, guys, or come up with some other excuse. You know, you don't necessarily have to say that you shit your pants, but if he said, hey, can we go get some coffee or something, he could have ditched his underwear in the bathroom, you know, but right. He didn't do that.
No.
So we believe him.
In Pac-Man 256, I'm still playing that on a daily basis.
Right.
It's pretty good.
I felt really good about beating Shipwreck's score until he then doubled that score. And then
you got to keep trying.
Nah. How many? What level are your power ups?
They're all around 3, I think, that I'm using.
Okay.
Nothing absurd.
Okay. I like to play with my left hand while I'm making a duty, and that's when I got my high score of what was it, like 10,000?
You had like 12,000.
12,000. Yeah, it was number. Yeah. I was like number 5 or something on my list, which is, you know, I have a lot of heavy hitters on that list. I got Shipwreck and Russ Frushnik. But I don't think he's really dedicated himself to this game. But yeah, it's a fun game. And some other feedback, Cube Enigma writes in and lets us know that yes, you can use different controllers to play Mario Maker Ship. So you have the green light. Bye, bye, bye.
Yep. I definitely am going to buy that.
When is that coming out?
The 11th of September.
Oh, okay.
Nintendo is very careful to say it like that every time.
The 11th of September?
Yeah.
Great. How about some Watch This Bitches? I watched Mad Max Fury Road this weekend. It's out on iTunes for rental.
Mm-hmm.
That movie was hyped up a lot, and I don't think it really lived up to it. And a lot, when I mentioned that on Twitter, I'd say 90% of the people told me I was crazy, and then 10% of the people told me, yeah, I know, right? But you haven't seen it, right?
I haven't. I want to see it still. It might be one of the first movies, like, once I get my projector back.
Aha, yes.
Once we get the chair, like, my theater seats are coming in the next few weeks. They should be coming. So once those are in place and the projector is back and happy, then it might be time to watch some movies.
Right. And the other thing that people said was they complained that they didn't complain, but they suggested that I needed to see it in a theater, that it wasn't I didn't get the proper.
Come on by.
Right. Yours counts, but I've already seen it. I don't know. I just thought it didn't seem that interesting to me. I didn't think any of the characters were that interesting.
I think it got a big bump because people didn't think it was going to be very good to begin with.
Right. It was fine. Like, the action was good, but that's all there is. There's no cool characters like the old movies, you know, Master Blaster, and just like, we, you know, I don't know. There's a lot of
everything I've seen about it makes me think it's the California Love video, but 2 hours long.
Yeah, it's accurate, I would say.
Okay.
That's pretty accurate. I don't know. I think like the locations in the other movies were more interesting. They're just driving constantly in a desert. And I don't know. It's a lot of CG. I don't know. The style was good, but it was just, I don't know. I wasn't that impressed. Maybe if it wasn't hyped up so much. But here we are. Also, I wanted to talk about Mr. Robot. Did I talk about Mr. Robot last week? I forgot.
No, you haven't talked about that for a few weeks.
Okay, well, I just wanted to recommend it very highly to everybody because it's a really surprisingly good show that's on the USA Network about this hacker guy with mental issues, basically. And it's really well done. It does not, I swear, if you looked at this thing, you would. It looks like an HBO show. It does not look like something that you'd expect to see on USA, at least from my memories of what USA was. But yeah, and the finale was supposed to be this week, but because of this shooting that happened today, apparently there's some similarities in the finale and what happened today. So they've decided to delay the showing of it, which is okay, I guess. But yeah, I was kind of looking forward to that. But yeah, you should watch the Chip. I think you would like it.
I may.
Everybody that I recommended to who watched it said thank you for recommending that to me. Nobody.
Yeah, it's tough to sit down and watch a show so much. Like, you saw how easily my daughter goes to bed. It's a production every night.
Right, but she's asleep by 9:30, right?
9:30 to 10.
Oh
yes.
Yeah, yeah. I remember those.
And then when I get downstairs, I'm just gonna work on the basement.
Right.
What about the Mad Max video game? Is that good? Are there reviews out for that?
There's no reviews out. Somebody, who is that? Pinball RJ wrote it and asked if I would like the game more than the movie. It's the PC version's got to be a disaster, right? That goes without saying.
Why is that?
It's a Warner Brothers game.
Oh, okay. But it's done by the Just Cause people, right?
I don't know. I feel like we haven't seen much of this game, right? Am I crazy?
I have not. I have not seen much of it. So, but it's developed by Avalanche.
Right. Could they just phone it in? I don't know. They usually make great
games.
They
are still working on Just Cause 3, right?
Yeah. How could they do that? I don't know. Well, we'll find out. Yeah, I wouldn't pre-order this if I were you guys.
It might be okay.
I wouldn't pre-order the PC version. I already saw the PC version is super cheap on those gray market sites, just like Batman was. Mm-hmm. So that should set some alarms off. What else we got here? New releases.
It's Madden week.
It is Madden week. Have you played it?
I have not played it yet. I want to because it's getting very good reviews.
Why? What makes this Madden different from all other Maddens?
More football.
What does that mean?
I think it has more like signature plays type of thing. Like you, I don't know. I've read very little about it, but that seems to be like the big feature this year.
I see.
And we're getting into like, this is the third Madden on these consoles.
Oh,
I think.
No, it can't be. Can it?
Is it second? I don't know.
We're getting only to the point one where hockey game, so they come out at the same time.
These are probably the Maddens are probably going to be better again now. On this
right. Game. The first one, you have to sort of give it a pass because they always fuck that up.
Yeah.
Just so, like hockey.
I don't know. It's gotten good reviews. My Cincinnati Reds are just about in last place in all of baseball at this point. So it's
football,
NFL season.
Football time. If I have that EA access thing, does that.
I do.
So what do I get to? I get to a demo of this or something?
Yeah, there should be a trial on there, so you probably get X number of hours.
X a
yeah, it's usually like I don't know, like 4 hours, something along those lines. Okay. It's pretty decent,
4 to 6 or something like that.
Yeah,
sounds right. Okay, maybe I'll check that out at some point. We also have Gears of War this week. Is that the next big one?
It's another big one. Sure, Gears of War Ultimate Edition. There's also the Gears of War Ultimate Edition Deluxe version.
Right. I bought it. I bought the, not the deluxe version. Sorry. I'm not, you know, that much, I'm not that much of a big spender, but, I don't know. I had fond memories of playing the multiplayer and I don't know. I was looking for a new Xbox One game to play.
New, you say?
Okay. An Xbox One game to play that I hadn't played on the Xbox One yet, I guess. I don't know. You're right.
It's got to be rough at this point, right? That's a long time ago.
Yeah. You know what? It's, you know what? The problem is it's not that long ago that I don't remember like all of the campaign, which is kind of annoying. I figured that I would have forgotten it by now.
They made a lot of changes between that first Gears of War game and 2 and 3. Like, they got rid of that whole I'm going to die if I stand in the dark type of thing.
Right.
Where those bats got you in the first game.
I'm not up to that part yet.
Okay, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I remember. When you're on the car, right?
Some of it was on the car. Some of it was you were, like, on foot going between cars.
I see. Yeah, I mean, so it's all in 1080p now, and if you play the multiplayer, that's 60 frames per second. The campaign is still at 30 frames per second. It's interesting when you play the multiplayer because it does, you do notice the difference, the frame rate difference, but it still pretty much boils down to who gets the power weapons first and the shotgun dance where you roll around and
you can stick each other, right?
And you can stick each other. Yeah. Okay. It's fun. I feel like it's overpriced at $40. I feel like Microsoft could have used this to try to sell more consoles by just throwing it in for free. I mean, you're not winning.
Well, that's where this is going, right? This is a Games with Live game written all over it.
I know it is. So maybe they just stay waiting for the holiday to just toss this in.
Yeah, you toss it in a bundle. And then eventually it becomes free to everybody. Now, you get the Xbox 360 versions of some of the games with this or something?
Yeah, but I'm not going to. I mean, that seems unlikely that I'm going to mess with those. But yeah, you do get that. So yeah, I guess, you know, as a freebie, as a throw-in, it's nice. And, you know, the campaign still looks good, even though it's not running at 60 frames per second. It looks fine. It's not going to blow you away, but it certainly looks like a current gen game. I don't know. There's a lot of maps, I guess, with the multiplayer now, and it comes with some of the weapon skins that I would have never had before. It might kill some time if I get tired of Rocket League, but
it's not a terrible value if you use like Gamer Club Unlocked or something for it.
Yeah, I just feel as a pack-in, I feel like that's where it does its best work for Microsoft. You know, it just reminds everybody who doesn't have an Xbox One yet, hey, we got this Gears of War franchise. Remember, it sells a bajillion copies. Don't forget. And here's a free one. And look out for the next one, which is, when's the next one coming out? That's got to be next year. Next year.
Right? Next fall, I would guess.
At the earliest. So, yeah, I mean, for holiday season this year, it makes a lot of sense to just throw that in. What else we got this week?
Dishonored, the definitive edition, also came out.
Aha.
Apparently that's not so hot at the moment.
It's not that definitive.
It's got a lot of frame rate issues.
And it's 30 frames per second.
Right. 30 frames per second and frame rate issues on the next gen consoles.
Oops.
What happened there?
Yeah, they should be able to work that out. Gears of War does
I'm
not
sure,
have any
I'm sure they'll fix that, I would think, because...
Because you should.
Yeah.
For $40, you better.
Yeah, but Bethesda's not one to keep things completely broken like that either.
Right.
Let's see here. For another re-release, the Mega Man Legacy Collection. I picked that up. That was $15. That seemed appropriately priced.
And what does that have?
That has Mega Man 1 through 6. But the thing that I've been playing is the challenges, which there's remixes of the levels.
Oh, and, cool.
Basically like, I don't know, time challenges, speed run type of stuff.
Did you see that the Rare Collection had that too?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The Rare Collection does have that as well. It's very, I feel like that adds so much value, like when they go back to these games and just do that type of thing.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to necessarily sit down and play through a whole Mega Man game. But I playing through like little remix versions of it.
Yeah. Quick hits.
Yeah. Like, let me play for 5 minutes and feel good about beating this.
Yeah. I should have bought Rare Replay instead of Gears. I'm pretty sure.
There's a lot more value in that Rare Replay. Yeah, I would think
I blew it. Fine. I blew it. Shipwreck knew that I blew it right before I even bought it, but he didn't stop me.
I did not stop you or Wombat from searching out for the Scarce.
He waited until after we bought it, and then before we said anything, well, what'd you write? The message was something like, Gears can't hold up very well, right? And we were both like, yep. It's fine, though. It's fine.
Yeah. Mega Man holds up pretty well.
Good.
I've been playing it on the Xbox One. It's got different filters and stuff that you can use on there. You can make it widescreen if you want, that type of stuff. Hmm. But $15 seems pretty fairly priced for what you get. There, it seems like I was just scrolling down through the challenges, and the only bad thing about the challenges is you have to beat so many before you unlock the next ones type of thing.
Uh-huh.
I get why they do that, but at the same time, it's like some of this stuff down here looks more interesting than what I'm doing up here. Mm. But yeah, it looks good. I know it's coming out at retail for $30 later, which makes me think that they are going to be adding more games to this at some point.
Okay.
But yeah, I was fine with $15. Also this week, we forgot to talk about the PlayStation 4 exclusive.
Oh, yeah.
Which Sony also forgot to advertise. Until Dawn, which is the horror game, story-based horror game, I guess.
Yeah, I think that's
it's,
right.
It's, I guess, kind of in the vein of, what was the detective game?
Heavy Rain.
Heavy Rain. Yeah, that type of thing. It's been getting reviews all over the place, which you would expect from a game like that.
Right.
So, I want to check it out, but for $60 for, I guess it's like a 12-hour experience.
Oh, that's a full price game, huh?
Full price game that Sony just pretty much refused to put any marketing behind.
They're the publisher?
They are the publisher.
That's a one way to do it. Okay. Nobody even knew that it was coming out, right? I don't remember hearing anything about it.
Unless you were way into
the genre,
Sony first party exclusives.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, we saw it barely at E3. We kind of watched it for a little bit. This is the difficult thing behind this is from the developers of PlayStation Move games.
Mm-hmm.
These are the Start the Party developer.
Okay.
So coming into it, it makes it a little bit more difficult of a sell.
Right.
But I know it's gotten some positive buzz from some people. So
cool. So check it out if you aren't a big pussy like me.
Yeah. Well, the thing is with this, like with these story-based games, you have to be hooked on the story or you're not going to enjoy it.
Right.
It's
completely dependent on that.
Right. It's completely dependent on that. And this is the type of thing that I wish there was still like an easy way to rent this type of thing.
Right. Right.
But I guess you still have Gamefly?
I do. Maybe I should rent that.
Yeah, I think you should probably rent that. Right. See what it's all about.
Okay. I'm gonna do that. And I get scared. Maybe I'll do it, you know. Mrs. Cheapy and Ty are going to Japan this week. I'm gonna be all by my lonesome.
That seems like the perfect time to do this.
I know. I'm typing it in now. What's in until the, oh, it's the most popular, so there's no way I'm going to get it, right?
It's because everybody's
low availability. Yeah, great. All right, I'm not renting that probably. What else we got here?
I've been playing a little bit of a game called Calvino Noir.
Okay.
Which is out for PlayStation 4 and PC. I've been playing it on the PC.
Mm-hmm.
It's a 2D stealth game. You're kind of playing as a private detective type of character.
Okay.
Lots of pointing and clicking and hiding behind stuff and watching guys with flashlights walk around.
Hmm.
It's kind of good though. I don't know. Something about it's kind of like addictive. I like the kind of setting of it, and the voice acting is pretty solid. So I'm interested to see where it goes.
Is it a retro looking game?
No, it's very black and white looking, because that's where the noir type of thing comes from.
Got it.
So it's not retro looking at all. It's got a nice look to it. It's got some almost like adventure game elements to it, where you're going up and talking to people, and there's different dialogue choices that you can pick. Mm-hmm. I don't know if those are making differences other than the responses or not, but I don't know. Well, it's not a game that I'd heard of before, so I'm enjoying playing through that. And then, oh my gosh, there's so many games. Like, every game ever came out for PC, and every game that was ever out for PC came to consoles this week. That's pretty much what happened. Every indie game.
Yeah, that baseball game too. That Super Mega Baseball.
Right.
Supposed to be pretty good.
Right. If it wasn't on your console of choice before an indie game, it is now.
You're good to go.
You got the goat simulations. You got the bread simulations. you got the baseball.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Where are we here? Is that it for the new releases?
Yes. We're getting into the season where there's so many new releases that there's no way to play them all.
Right.
Party Hard also came out for PC.
All right. Let's do some multi-platforming and Wombat's news and stuff. We don't need Wombat for that. He never puts the shit on the outline anyway. sometimes he doesn't even read it. YouTube Gaming launched. Which, I don't know about YouTube Gaming. I went to go check it out.
I have not checked it out yet. What's going on?
So do you know how to get to YouTube Gaming?
I will try right now.
Okay.
Let me try www.youtube.com/gaming. Nope, that took me to a hashtag gaming.
Right.
Okay.
You'll get it on the next one, probably.
Let me just Google YouTube.
There you go.
Gaming.
You were going to get it on the next one, I know.
Gaming.youtube.com. Okay. I am there. What is happening?
So basically what it's doing is it's taking people's YouTube. It's basically, as far as I can tell, it's just a new interface for YouTube. So it's taking all these YouTube accounts. So if you go to gaming.youtube.gbd, it's just my YouTube account. Like, I've never live streamed a game on here or anything. And it's just taking the image off my YouTube account, and just all my videos are on here, even things.
Well, isn't it adding that to the streaming though as well?
It had that before though. You could always, YouTube had a live streaming function, I think, if you were a partner. But it's basically adding a gaming directory like Twitch has, to it. And, you know.
Makes sense to me. I mean, there's money to be had there.
Yeah. Yeah. But.
Hey, there's Angry Video Game Nerd.
He's on there.
Episode 101.
Yeah.
3 years ago. Right on the first page of YouTube Gaming.
So apparently, though, if you're a Twitch partner, you're not allowed to stream on any other service.
This is going to end up sucking for everybody, right? That's pretty much what this is.
I'm not sure. I'm guessing that depending on the agreement that you signed with Twitch as a partner. Now, I'm a Twitch partner, even though like I probably shouldn't be. And I signed something a couple of years ago, and I was looking for it today when this thing came out, just to see. I was just curious what the contract said, and I can't even find a copy of it, so I don't know what it says. But apparently, that's what it says. It says you can't monetize your live game stream anywhere else. But I'd imagine some of the bigger guys will be able to, you know, have some more flexibility. I don't know. I guess we'll see how it goes. It just launched today. At Thrower Guy wrote in and asked if we thought that Twitch or MLG.tv will be threatened. Yeah, I do.
Yeah, YouTube is pretty big.
They have the money to shove it down your throat, basically.
And they have the ability of people going to YouTube looking for...
Searching.
Something else.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden, hey, now I'm watching all these... live gaming streams.
And they have the infrastructure to make it work. So yeah, I think they will be threatened. Absolutely. I think MLG, I mean, I don't really know about MLG TV because I think, doesn't it just mostly broadcast their own events? So I think they're probably less threatened. I think it's just more of a direct competitor to Twitch. Let's see. And also, at Grog asked, can YouTube catch up with Twitch? Is there an incentive for big name Twitchers to jump ship? I mean, if YouTube is smart, they will incentivize big guys to come and be exclusive to them. Right? I mean, if they're really serious about it, that's probably how you do it. You get a, well, PewDiePie, isn't he already a YouTube guy, I think? I don't think he live streams.
I think so.
He's more of a pre-recorded guy. I don't know. I don't.
I think he live streams some. I don't know.
Because there's guys.
Why are you asking me questions about PewDiePie?
I know. This is a world that's, I don't watch these types of videos.
Right. This is not our world. I'm watching somebody, I still have it up on my screen. I have no idea what game they're playing. They're lots of people beating up on each other. This looks like a MOBA to me.
Right. So to answer this guy's question, yeah, YouTube can catch up with Twitch. I mean, they already have everybody's YouTube account there already. It's not like you have to get people to transition to YouTube gaming. Like my account is there already and all my YouTube subscribers are there already. And
Heroes of the Storm, that's what I'm watching.
Right, all those games look the same.
No idea what's going on.
So yeah, I think it'll be interesting. I think it'll be an interesting fight. And of course, competition is good for the streamers and for the viewers. So I think everybody.
The only bad thing is that with competition is you don't have the all-in-one source for it. So it's good ultimately, but at the same time it splits the user base.
Right, but for something like this, when you're just watching it, I don't really care if I'm watching a stream.
This works great.
Right. It's
YouTube gaming, I mean, I'm learning a lot here. It looks like you want to get in the middle of a lot of dudes and cast some magic.
Oh, what was it? I already forgot which one it was.
This is the Blizzard one.
Heroes of the Storm.
Heroes of the Storm. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, you win. What else we got here? Multi-platforming. Cliffy B's new game was revealed. It's a free-to-play shooter, and it's called Lawbreakers, and it's coming out next year. That trailer is pretty exciting.
The trailer itself is just setting up the story in the
either you
kind of environment,
the law, or you're a breaker,
Well, some of that was like breaking the laws of physics as well, because there's like a gravity element to it. There's multiple levels to this Lawbreakers thing, and it looks like it might be intercapped. It might be Law capital B Breakers.
Perfect. Well, I don't know. Right. We'll see. There's no gameplay yet or anything, so.
Gameplay is coming Friday.
Okay. So we'll keep an eye out for that.
Oh, interesting that it's free to play.
Yeah, well, it's bankrolled by Nexon, right?
Is it? Yeah. I didn't realize that.
So, yeah, that's how they do. That's how they do it in Korea. Speaking of free to play, my doorman is hooked on World of Tanks on Xbox One. He's like, I see him online all the time. And then when I see him in the morning, he's like, oh, man, played World of Tanks all night. He said it's great.
It must be.
I don't know. I'm not sure. I'll have to see.
I wouldn't buy a game where I'm just playing as a tank is the problem with that one.
You wouldn't?
I like to. Assault Rigs on PlayStation 1 that had tanks.
And you don't have to buy a game. It's free to play.
Right, but how many games are you looking to play a tank? Combat on Atari was pretty good.
That was great.
I'm running out of great tank games.
The tank section of Tron was great.
Well, you can have sections of games. I'm talking about entire games where I'm just in a tank.
Right.
I don't even know if that's what that game is. I assume
it is.
Okay.
Dying Light has a big expansion. Have you looked at this thing?
I have. What? Dying Light is a really crazy, like, game here because they kept on expanding on it for so long, and it sold quite well. But I mean, they've been supporting it with so much DLC.
Well, I think they're going to really try to drive home whatever Ultimate Edition they're going to come out with. And when you show a video with the vehicles and all these other new gameplay elements, it'll make it look like a different game. And people will be like, oh, and it's only $60 and I can get, you know, all this stuff. You know, it may work out.
I need to get back to that game. That was a cool game.
Yeah. I wish I bought it on
PC. The new stuff just looks so good.
Yeah.
Because you're not playing at night as much, it doesn't look like.
You have more open spaces. I mean, it just gives you more styles of play.
Yeah, it looks a little bit more Far Cry-ish.
Yeah, exactly. But with zombies.
Right. But with the Dying Light jank in there still.
Right. Right.
Got to have that jank.
The Euro jank.
Right.
So yeah, I don't know. I'm going to keep my eye out for that.
Oh, we're selecting some characters now in Heroes of the Storm.
You're still watching it, huh? It's addictive. It's they will win. They will win.
Right. I'm getting into this. There appears to be a wizard.
And did you read about this? So this is, I thought, kind of interesting for a few different reasons. So Divinity Original Sin 2 is coming. Do you remember the first one?
I remember it was quite good, and I want to play it still. Right. I know you played some of it, right?
Yeah, it's a traditional style, like isometric RPG, like those old Dungeons & Dragons.
I like the Divinity games, so.
Yeah, and they basically brought it up to speed with the last one. And it was a Kickstarter game, and it was a big success. And they've just announced that they're putting Divinity Original Sin 2 up on Kickstarter. The catch is, and the game sounds very interesting. They're doing a lot of stuff with co-op where you basically the whole party can just go off in different directions and do their own thing. And in certain instances, certain party members won't be able to go into other places and you can screw over your party members in all these different ways. It sounds really cool. The interesting thing is they've come out right away and said that the game is funded and the game is coming out. And the Kickstarter is really just for stretch goals. Which I guess is what was the game? Red Ash? Was that the name of the game? Where they didn't make their Kickstarter. Yes. And then they were like, surprise, we're funded. Right. So I guess it's not quite like that. Maybe more like Shenmue, where they just lied. Or weren't completely honest.
Well, they're not lying on this one.
No, right. That's what I'm saying. They're not lying. But
I like it when they don't lie.
Yeah, it's nice.
They wouldn't just ask for $400,000 for Chatskis. I'm much more forgiving of that.
Right. And on day one, right, they didn't have to get their, you know, backed into admitting anything. They just said, look, this is what we're doing. The game is funded and we're using this as a way for you to pre-order and to, you know, expand upon the game. Which I think, you know, people enjoy being involved in a way, even if it may not at the end of the day be like the best value for them. I think people get enjoyment out of just being a part of the experience of creating a game.
You're basically paying to get subscribed to an email list. Can I please pay you to send me emails?
But not really. I mean, you're helping make the game bigger.
Yeah.
I guess. So I don't know. Whatever. I have no moral issue with it. It's your money. You can do whatever you want with it. And the game is probably going to be great.
Original Sin 2 is kind of a weird name, though.
I get that.
Right. Yeah.
Right. It's good. But you should read. I read this article on Polygon where they go into in depth about how you can really. They've never done a co-op fantasy game like this where you can play it in this way where everybody's really an individual. They had some example here where you could steal something from somebody's house and then put it on your party member's person without them knowing and then tell a guard, hey, investigate, you know, so-and-so, he stole that thing in a robbery last week, and then they arrest him. Just a lot of little things like that really just haven't really been done before. So yeah, Divinity.
Plus that Euro jank is going to be in there.
I don't know. Like this one, these types of games, the jank is less noticeable because
the Divinity games that I played had some noticeable.
But we're in the modern era now, and they're not really going for a modern, you know, 100% modern look. It still maintains that, you know, some sort of a retro look, you know, those, yeah, the models are pretty small. What else we got here?
Oh, PAX is this weekend.
Yeah, I wanted to go, and I really had the perfect opportunity to go with the family going to Japan, but my friends, my college friends do the fantasy football, and everybody's coming here to New York. They're doing the draft in, at my other friend's place. So all these guys are coming from out of town, and it's just a convenient way for...
Are you going to this draft?
No, no. Okay. I'm acting...
I didn't know if you were just going to hang out.
No, I'm basically providing housing for the draft for many people. And yeah, I think during the draft, I will go do something else with some of the other people who came who aren't doing the draft.
Who's your number one fantasy pick?
I don't even know that I could name three professional football players. Or two. I don't know. Tim Tebow. He doesn't play anymore, right?
No, he's on a team this year. I don't know if he's going to play per se.
No, I know like Peyton Manning is somebody.
Okay. Yep, he's somebody.
He's a quarterback. I don't know.
He is a quarterback who cannot currently feel his fingers.
What did he do? He gardening accident?
He has just gotten hit so many times that he can no longer feel his fingers.
Oh, right. So brain damage. Okay, yeah. That's good.
Yep.
Is he playing?
Yeah, he's still playing.
You don't need to feel your fingers to throw a football?
Apparently, he didn't really feel them last year either.
Oh, so. Okay. And he did fine, right?
Yeah, he was good.
Okay. Great. In the wide world of PC, the Batman Arkham Knight PC patch, which I swear they said was coming in August. Maybe I misheard them. Is still weeks away. So yeah, I would like to continue playing this game, but they've added a list of what this is going to fix. And yeah, I'm going to wait because it says that the game was never optimized for mechanical hard drives, you know, like a standard hard drive. They only tested it apparently on a solid state.
Oh, wow.
So I guess, because that's one of the things it says it fixes.
Are they getting sued over this?
They must be. Someone's going
to
sue them.
Somebody had to have brought a loss. Like, this is pretty bad at this point.
It's bad. I mean, we've been waiting for a while, and yeah.
Months.
And there's still going to be, it's not, I think this is just one of the patches that's coming. This isn't like a fix-all. So, I don't know. We'll see. I'd like to play the game more. I mean, it works on my PC, and it's certainly playable, but I feel like I should just wait to have it more than playable. I mean, I do have this PC for a reason. It is big, and I want to use it. So, to its potential, of course. What else we got here? Oh, we have the CAG bag? Let's do the CAG bag. We haven't spent much time there recently. At Spencer Kellis writes in, and he asks, now that the current generation is more mature, what has differentiated the most from last gen so far? Do you have any answer for this? It's nothing good, I don't think. Is it anything good?
I like the suspend feature is good.
That's great.
A
lot of free games is great.
Yeah, a lot of games. There's a lot more opportunity to replay games from a previous generation this time around.
Sometimes in a higher frame rate.
Uh-huh. Not a lot so far, right?
Right.
At having to download everything. Like, it's all... It all seems very negative when you start thinking about it, but I think these consoles are better.
I like the Microsoft, the Xbox media stuff. I like the TV watching capabilities of that. I still think that was a great idea. But you could, you know, it still had all the apps on the last one. So it's not exactly like a huge difference. So yeah, it's nothing that great.
I mean, the graphics are better.
Yeah, of course. But yeah. So unfortunately,
yeah, I don't know. It's still hard to like really convince somebody that they need to go buy an Xbox One or a PS4 if they have a 360 or PS3.
Right, and as the question says, it is more the current gen is more mature, but we're still not
there yet.
We're not there.
No.
Yet. At Weetrick writes in and asks, are any of you interested in the Turok 1 and 2 PC versions with enhanced graphics? I didn't know that was a thing.
I laughed out loud when I saw this PR release on my in my email today.
Okay. Like,
I could not believe that all of a sudden Turok was getting an enhanced release on PCs. This is another game I can't imagine that that's going to be a great experience. I loved playing Turok back on N64. Like at that point, I didn't even realize it was a PC game at all. Like I always thought it was just an N64 game.
Okay.
But I don't.
I don't know. You'd have to add more to it than just enhanced graphics, I think.
I mean, you don't. Do you even want enhanced graphics? Like it was all fog.
I don't know. We'll have to wait and see.
Like that's, you're actually going to be able to see the dinosaurs before they're right next to you. Sure. I'm interested. I'm interested in it. It has dinosaurs, and
you like Turok.
There were some like if they enhance the arrows to the throat in Turok. I mean, there were some pretty great death sequences in Turok. I don't know if you remember those.
I would never really play Turok because I didn't have an N64.
Oh, it was comparable to like the Tomb Raider death sequences in the last one.
Okay.
Except from 15 years ago.
Uh-huh.
So there would just be like, you'd shoot a guy in the neck and there would just be blood like splurting out and he would just be like gurgling and for like way too long.
Right. Perfect.
Yeah. So I'm interested to see how that holds up.
Yeah. Gears of War has a lot of exploding giblets, as you remember. Giblets or giblets?
Whichever. Yeah.
But it's pretty cartoony.
It just seems like if I went back to play Gears of War, that it would just be so slow.
Not the multiplayer. See, the multiplayer goes really fast, especially now that it's 60 frames per second.
Right. I just remember so much walking around with your hand next to your ear in the single player.
Yeah, that's true. At Boss J Bug asks, do you have an issue with Microsoft making some of their PC games only available in the Windows 10 App Store? Doesn't Valve do the same thing with their games?
I have no idea. What games is Microsoft doing that with?
What games do they have? I can look. I have the Windows App Store right here. Games. It loads very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there's Xbox, like Disney Infinity Toy Box.
I looked at this the other day. I had no idea what was going on.
Yeah, it says Xbox in here. Why does it say Xbox? I'm not on Xbox. These are Xbox games that I can play on my PC. But they seem to be Android games.
They're like Android games and stuff.
But
like
they must
Asphalt
be on
8.
Xbox. Why does it say Xbox?
I don't know. I don't know what it means.
Six Guns. This game is not on Xbox. I don't know.
Maybe it has achievements?
It's free. Oh. These are free.
Well, a lot of them are like cell phone games.
Right. I don't know. I don't have any problem. If other companies are doing it, I don't have any problem. It doesn't look like you're missing out on anything great here, though. You know? You got Minecraft. What else we got here? Too Much Coolness asks, what's your favorite remastered game so far? Since we're in the week of remasters.
I don't know. Do you have an answer for this?
I feel like remasters are great, but I'm trying to remember if there's any remastered game that I just got super hooked on. Again, you know? And I don't think I have. So I don't know.
I don't have an answer ready for this. I'm trying to think my way through them.
And I feel like I get sucked into buying them sometimes too.
Oh, quite a bit. I do. The rare stuff is really good, but that's more of a compilation than a remaster. Yep. I don't know. That's a tough question. I have to think about that one.
Okay. All right. Too Much Coolness. We'll get back to you.
Yeah.
Archaic writes in and asks, he's got a quiz for us or something.
Okay, this is interesting. I like this question.
You like this
one. I like
it. What was the last game in each of these franchises that you actually finished, because he wants to know what games you guys like enough to finish. Okay, ready? Zelda.
I believe it was the Phantom Hourglass. Let me. I'm gonna pull up a list of Zelda games that way.
Okay, I can give my answer. I don't think I've ever finished a Zelda game, but I watched my friend in elementary school play through Zelda. And yeah, I just sat there and watched them play. So I feel like I was a part of the experience, but I didn't physically finish the game. But that was the last one that I finished.
The last one I finished was Spirit Tracks.
Okay, that was the DS. I couldn't remember which one was out.
That was the DS game with the trains.
Yeah, yeah.
I enjoyed that. And then I have not. I'll probably finish A Link Between Worlds on 3DS because I did like that. I just stopped playing it for whatever reason. And the other one was Skyward Sword was the latest one. It's been a long time since a Zelda game.
All right, so Shipwreck likes Zelda. I think you can.
November 22nd, 2013 is the last Zelda game to be released.
Yeah. I don't know. These guys can't make it happen.
Other than like spin-off type stuff, I guess. But
okay, so that's Zelda.
Got it.
Okay, how about Mario?
Mario. The
platformer. Platformers only.
It had to have been whatever the recent one was, I would think.
The Wii? The DS one?
Any of them. I've played all the new Super Mario Brothers. Oh, no, I did not play the one where they turn into cats. So, the one before they turned into cats, what was that one?
I don't know. You're asking the wrong guy, for sure.
Let's see here. Gosh, this is so hard to even look up a list of this. Mario's been in a couple games. The last one I played
finished. Finished.
Yeah, last one finished. So Super Mario 3D World was the one where they turn into cats. So I did not finish that. New Super Mario Brothers U.
Okay.
Was the last one I finished. So that came out in 2012.
I'm going to say it was just the first one. I mean, I remember playing. The second one is the one with the raccoon tails, right?
That's the third one.
Oh, that's the third one. Right. So I remember playing that one a lot, but I don't think I was able to beat it. I didn't have it. My friend had it. So I had to go to his house. And I remember he got so frustrated, he threw his controller into the projection screen TV that he had, and it went into the speaker grill, and it made a hole in the mesh there. And he was like, oh, shit. But, yeah, I don't think I could finish. I don't think I had I didn't have the game, so. Yeah. And just, yeah, I don't know.
I've beaten quite a few Mario games.
Mm. All right, Final Fantasy.
The last mainline Final Fantasy game I've beaten was 8. So all the way back on PS1. Now, I've played some of the offshoots and beaten some of those, but
right,
main line would be Final Fantasy 8.
All right, mine was X or 10, I don't know.
Oh, wow, you're further along than I am.
I win this round. Yeah, it's the only one I played, and I finished it, and it took forever, and I don't know. I didn't really like it, but I did finish it, and I put a lot of hours into it. GTA. Last one that you finished.
Three?
Uh-huh. I finished 3, and I also finished Vice City. And then, no.
I 100%ed 3, and that pretty much was enough GTA
for me. Right. For a life. And all last, Halo.
What was the last one?
4.
4? 4.
Yeah, me too. But I don't know. I play those games. I don't love them. I'm not like super gung-ho Halo, but yet I managed to play them all. Because I like the multiplayer, and then, I don't know. I just never understand the story. I think that's my problem. It seems like nonsense gobbledygook to me.
You're understanding it.
Oh, okay.
That's what's going on.
I just wish I could understand a story in a video game. That's all I ask for.
Well, this next one, Master Chief might not be good.
Why not?
Because that's what they're trying to tell you.
Oh, he's a bad guy now?
He maybe went rogue or something? I don't know.
We'll never figure it out. We'll never know. And I'm never, I'm not going to go to like some Wikipedia page and learn the lore of Master Chief.
Yeah. I've read some of the Halo books.
Yeah, I'm not
I can fill you in on some of it.
It's okay. I'm good. I like Popcans. Writes in and asks, what games in September are you looking forward to the most? There's a lot of games coming out in September. And I have a definite answer. And it's NHL 16.
That's
what I like. Answer. I'm sorry. It's going to be disappointing. But I don't play basketball, no. Lego, I got to choose one of those games, right? I can't get the Lego Dimensions and
the thing Star with the Wars. Lego one is it just seems like that's going to take up a lot of room. Like all those sets of Legos.
So many Legos, and they're all over Ty's floor already. It's just, I don't know. They hurt a lot, too, when you step on them, as you know. Also, those little bugs, hex bugs. Yeah. NHL. I'm going to NHL. Oh, Forza also comes out.
Right. That's what I was going to ask you about.
I'm still have so much Horizon 2 to play that I don't know. I'm not going to buy Forza when it comes out.
Yeah, Horizon 2 was so good that
there's no way.
It seems like we don't need Forza Motorsport 6 right now.
We don't. We could stick another expansion on Horizon. If they could figure out a way to get the frame rate up on Horizon, I think it's still 30 frames per second. Motorsport gets 60 frames. If they could get that going, we don't need Motorsport anymore. Well, I guess some people do, but I was so disappointed with the last one. I'm still going with NHL 16. Sorry.
I think I might be going Mario Maker.
Nice.
For September.
Nice.
It seems like that's going to be the most fun.
Yeah. I would buy it if I had a Wii U. And if I wanted a Wii U.
I mean, I know Metal Gear Solid 5. I'm not a big Metal Gear guy, but I know a lot of people are into that. But it would, and you got Skylanders in there too. I'm going to buy a lot of games in September, but I think Mario Maker is the one that I'm most excited about.
Cool. And all right. I think that's it. We got all the CAG bag questions. That never happens.
Cleared them all out.
Must be Wombat slowing us down. Or just no news, really.
There's going to be news out of PAX, right?
Yes. Everything's being held back for PAX. And I'm just, I don't even read this gaming news much anymore. Just once in a while. I don't chat. I'm too busy worrying about the house renovations and I don't know. It's a lot going on.
You gotta get that house situation taken care of. Once you move.
I'll be excited. I'm very excited.
Right.
For that. We went there. We had to go there yesterday to meet with potential contractors and we met them at the house. Only one room in the house has air conditioning. It's just a window unit. So we had all the meetings in one of the bedrooms, which was fine. But a lot of the vegetation, I guess vegetation you call it, is overgrown. So there's a lot of mosquitoes outside.
Mm-hmm.
And even though like Ty wasn't there for almost all of it, grandma and grandpa took him. But just in the short amount of time that grandma and grandpa dropped him off and we were just talking outside for a few minutes, he got bit by like 15 mosquitoes. Or the one mosquito 15 times, even on his face, just got rocked. And they left me alone completely.
Well, good for you.
Yeah. It was just
you've solved that problem.
They don't like me. Or they like my wife and son much better. So I'm totally safe.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a lot going on with this fucking house. And it's just, and it's not going to be over for a while. That's the problem. But it will be eventually.
It'll be good.
It'll be good, hopefully. It won't be on budget, but it'll be good. All right, so let's thank everybody for listening. Thank you. Follow us on Twitter, CheapyD, New Wombat, even though he wasn't here this week, and at Shipwreck and at Video Game Deals. Anything else we're plugging? I don't think so.
Did you say Wombat's other podcast?
Oh, yeah. Is he still doing that?
Yeah, I think
so. He forgets to plug it, I think.
Yeah.
He's still, what's it called? Uninformed Opinions. Which you should check that out. It's pretty good. And yeah, so we will see you next week.
Bread's done.
Star Wars, Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, The Sound of Music. In the tradition of these great films about fighting back against the odds, 20th Century Fox presents another milestone in motion picture history. Revenge of the Nerds.
Nerds!
Nerds.
Nerds!
Nerds! What is a nerd?
They've been laughed at. Picked on.
There's a roommate, pal!
And put down.
I'm not kissing a nerd.
They don't have the moves. Or the muscle.
You know karate?
No.
Good.
But they've got the brains.
I know what we're gonna do.
It's time for the odd. To get even.
Their action tonight demands an immediate retaliation.
How many cameras do we have left?
This should do it.
Oh, here she comes.
Go up, go up.
Oh, no. Oh!
That nerd saw me naked.
Nerds!
Are all nerds as good as you?
Revenge of the Nerds. Their time has come.
I drink to that.